1,000 Marines and sailors from the 26th Marine Expeditionary Unit returned to Camp Lejeune this month after deploying with the USS Kearsarge to Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Libya. WHQR's Michelle Bliss attended a homecoming event where the family members of 50 men and women waited all day for the buses to arrive. She brings back this account.
In the shade of a blue and white striped tent, about 100 family members are waiting to hear the humming and honking of buses carrying their Marines and sailors. To stay busy, many are designing patriotic welcome home signs with markers. Folia Stone had her zebra print sign professionally made 2 months ago.
Welcome home, heart, 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 Corporal Stone, XOXXXO. I missed you. Smiley face. I love you, honey bunny.
Stone's husband, Johnny, is returning from his first deployment. He left in August with the 26th MEU to help monsoon flood victims in Pakistan. Stone waits with other spouses, including 20-year-old Savannah Highfill, who, according to her mother, Sonia, has been primping for weeks.
She's had her hair done, her nails done, and she went and got a mystic tan, and she's really excited and picked out a new dress and all that good stuff.
Even though they haven't seen each other in person for 9 months, Savannah and Chris have kept in touch on Facebook. That's also where she learned of Osama bin Laden's death.
Right after it happened, somebody had posted it, and I was like, you know, that just means that my husband's going to be deployed again soon, somewhere. Something's going to happen, you know. People are all excited, but whenever a wife hears that, you know, that affects your husband's job.
Highfill never paid attention to conflicts overseas until her husband deployed, despite the MEU's backbreaking work in Pakistan, delivering 3 million pounds of food in 103-degree heat. Highfill didn't worry about their safety, not until they attacked Muammar Gaddafi's forces in Libya. The MEU's commanding officer, Colonel Mark Dezens, says the ship was in the right place at the right time to help out.
We were in a very fortunate position early on off the coast of Libya. We were able to get in there and start going to work on knocking some of his forces back, starting with the city of Benghazi.
Their airstrikes bought time, giving Libyan civilians respite from the regime's attacks. Dezen says that of his 6 MEU deployments, this one proved most challenging because of the diverse missions they tackled. Dezen's returned to Camp Lejeune at an earlier homecoming, so he's stopping by to greet the others as they arrive.
They're on their way here. We're expecting them to arrive here about 25 to 35 minutes.
The announcement prompts everyone to stand and leave the tent's shade, assembling under the afternoon sun. The roar of engines can be heard before the buses round a corner. As their brakes squeal to a halt, the crowd erupts in cheers. From a forest of camouflage, Captain Rich Alsh steps off the bus and spots his wife, Karen, and their 2 sons. Aiden is strapped into a stroller, but Connor jumps right into his father's arms.
You got Spider-Man and Captain Avenger? Oh, man, I'm excited about this.
You've had
a good 9 months, huh?
Yeah.
It kills me to see my little one so happy because we've such had a hard time.
Yeah.
It's very exciting that he's so happy. It's sad, too, because the little one doesn't know him.
Karen says she's ready to pick up where they left off. The MEU could set sail again as early as this fall, but no one's talking about that yet. For now, the Marines and sailors are going home with their families, or they're staying with their buddies in the barracks, where homemade cookies and handmade cards from a neighboring elementary school await them. Michelle Bliss, WHQR News.